Can you ask Coach the first question, Gene, please? No, go ahead, I'm kidding.
Could you just talk a little bit about why you had to, you felt like you had to wait this long to get a cornerback? Was it just, was trading up not an option in the second round? Is it just the way the board fell?
Yeah, it's really the way the board fell. I mean, we looked at opportunities to trade up in the second round, and that didn't go our way. And really excited about the player we got. You know, he was someone that we had targeted. We spent a lot of time with him. We sent a couple of coaches to work him out personally on a private workout, which went exceptionally well. You know, he's 100% cleared from the knee that he suffered 2 years ago. And, you know, again, like I've always said, you follow your board and you got more than one need. You know, we had a need at that position and we filled it.
How much does what he did this past year seem to be much better as a nickel? I mean, how much did that, and seems to be better in man coverage as well. How much did that impact your decision to take a guy that, quite frankly, a lot of other people didn't have as highly rated?
Well, again, I don't know how other people rate the players, you know, and where he was on everybody's board. I just know he's a good football player. You know, we spent a lot of time with him when he came in for the local pro day and hung out with the coaches, stayed extra, spent a couple hours with him, you know, and sat down with him personally. Coach, I know, sat down with him. You know, he's a young guy that converted wide receiver, learning the cornerback position, and he showed, you know, through the course of the year, especially as the year went on, that he has a real knack for it, and he can play inside and outside. He's not just a nickel. He's 5'11 and change. He's 190-plus pounds. He runs 4.39. He can play outside and inside, but he happened to play primarily inside there.
What is it about Mason Smith that you loved?
6'5".
6'5".
305.
Big guy. You know, just, again, another player that is explosive, can move his lateral quickness. You know, you just watch his tape and you see him, you know, chasing some ball carriers down. He can hold the point of attack. He's a space eater in there. He can push the interior of the pocket. He's long, obviously. You know, and obviously he had the injury, but I think prior to the injury, he was talked about going, you know, possibly in one, you know, and things of that nature. So I feel like we got a really good player there. Obviously, and looking forward to getting both these guys here.
How much give you interior pass rush wise? I mean, I know obviously he's a big dude, but is there some stuff there you think you can develop?
I think there's some things you can develop, you know, with his athleticism and his power, you know, and just being able to just push the pocket and just, you know, sometimes you don't have to hit the quarterback as much as just disrupt and get him off his spot, and that's what he's capable of doing.
Can you play him on the edge too a little bit or no? Not like Josh Allen edge, but
yeah, no, not like that. I mean, obviously we got the edge kind of covered, but you know, right now just would keep him at one position, you know, and see where he plugs in and look, he is coming off the injury too, and you know, he did play, so there's going to be a little bit of growing with him, you know, as we get him, you know, mixed in with our players.
How much did Matt House and Ryan Nielsen and even Garrett, I think, how much did they play in him coming here? Having guys on staff who know him, know him pretty well.
Oh, it helps, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously Matt was the D coordinator there for 2 years and understands him well, spoke very highly of him, you know, his football, his passion for the game and stuff. You know, we got to realize, you know, he's coming off the, but he did play this year. And as you got to the end of the tape, you know, he was probably 90% by the time the end of the year came around, and 100% when we went and worked him out. You know, he's running full speed. There's no lingering issues. You know, he's a young man that's, you know, got to have a little more time on task, but his upside's substantial.
I think Mason said he felt like it was uncommon favor that led him here, and he talked about how when he got the phone call, his heart kind of dropped because he just felt like this was a perfect fit. When you guys hear a guy that on night one is that ready to go and so ready to play for this organization, just what does it mean to you both?
Well, it means a lot. You know, you hope they have a great experience, whether we meet them here you know, on one of the 30 visits or at the combine or wherever, you hope you represent the organization well, and you hope they see that. You know, they see the passion that we have for this organization and the jobs that we do, and you hope they understand that, see that, feel that, and want to be a part of it.
Doug, how much can help a guy like Mason coming into a room with veterans like Eric and Roy and all those guys?
I think it's huge. I think it's huge, you know, to have guys that have been there, done that, you know, have battled adversity themselves, you know, the course of their careers. And it's a really good room. There's some great leaders in there. And he's coming into that room, and he can just soak up all that knowledge and just learn from those guys.
Doug, you mentioned earlier, the first thing you mentioned about when Mason's name was brought up, you started with the size factor. And Trent made it clear at the season-ending press conference about how much he wanted to get more physical inside. How much of taking Mason was really about that?
It's part of it, you know. You definitely have to control the line of scrimmage, both sides of the ball, offense and defensive lines. And obviously we feel that adding Mason to that room, you know, gets us to that point where we can control, you know, the line of scrimmage. And you have to be physical. I mean, that's a physical position as it, you know, anyway. And you know, again, a guy that is big, powerful, athletic as he is, you know, it's just a great addition to an already good room.
Trent, if you could kind of walk through the process with Jerry and a little bit more, how you guys identified him, and if you believe he is a plug-and-play guy that could play week one.
Well, we identified him early on in the process. I mean, we had the scouts in there, you know, during the fall of the year, identified him as a prospect, an upper-level prospect, and then you go through the whole process with him. You know, you go through the pro days and the combine and all the things that go with it, the 30 visits. He wasn't one of the 30 visits because he came here on the local pro day, so we got a chance to spend a lot of time with him. You know, you love his energy. You know, you're going to feel it. We just got off a Zoom call with him. You'll feel his energy as soon as he gets here. He loves football. You know, and you can't have enough of those guys. The game's hard. And, you know, guys that just like it struggle when things get tough. When guys love it, they fight through adversity. And he's a young man that's had a lot of adversity in his life, will continue to fight through it. And you just love the passion.
As you've evaluated the cornerback class, have you found yourself maybe looking at this class, you mentioned the flavors. Have you been looking at it through a different lens, knowing that Ryan is the defense coordinator and the style of defense he wants to play?
Yeah, Ryan and Chris and Corey, they've played a big role in the evaluation of these guys, you know, and the board fell pretty true to what we felt it was going to fall, you know, and I never worry about the players we didn't get. You know, you can spend hours and hours thinking through all the things you could have done, but you worry about the ones you got, because that's the most important thing, and we're excited about these three guys that we've added up to. You know, and then we got a big day tomorrow to add some more guys to this locker room.
Jones won the leadership.
Go ahead, Jones.
Jones won the leadership award at FSU. How much of the person he is off the field weighs into bringing a guy in with a pick?
Well, again, I think, you know, I'll let you all judge for yourself when he gets here, the energy that he has and just the way he approaches the game. I mean, this is a love it guy. And he's going to bring the energy on a daily basis, you know. And you'd rather have those guys that you got to say whoa and pull them back a little bit sometimes, rather than always have to kick them in the side. And he's one of those guys that you're never going to have to worry about coming to work.
Was there some concern on your? I'm sorry.
Let's go to Mason. Trent, Mason has obviously incredible length, arm, wingspan, probably the best of all the defensive tackles in the draft. How important is that when you evaluate a player, and does he use that well when you watch him on film? How much of a challenge can that be for the opponent?
Yeah, I mean, he certainly does. To me, it's a huge advantage, especially if they use it. And he's a young man that uses it. You know, when I was in San Francisco, we drafted Buckner and Armstead, both taller interior players. You know, we studied Chris Jones, one of the better interior players in the league right now, and with that kind of size and that kind of length. And I'm not saying this guy is going to be any of those three, you know, but he certainly has a chance to be a very good football player. So I think all those traits, play to his advantage. Now you got to take advantage of it and use him.
Couple more.
When four cornerbacks went off the board in succession fairly early in the second round, did you sort of just kind of was hoping that wasn't going to happen, or did you fully expect there was going to be a run before you got to 48?
Well, if you look historically at the draft in the second round, there's a run, and on corners usually, you know, and when they start coming, they come off quick, you know. So it wasn't something that was not expected, you know. And again, you look at things, you try to move. Sometimes you can move, sometimes you can't. Houston obviously wasn't going to trade their pick. You know, so again, the board is the board, you know, and we feel really good about the players we got, and Jerrion, the addition of Jerrion, we feel very strong that he can come in here and compete and help fairly early on.
You've said before that sometimes you got to get lucky in the draft. Was that, did you feel that was an instance where you got maybe a little bit unlucky?
No, again, you know, we had Mason targeted as well, and, you know, and we have a need there as well. You know, it's not like we didn't have other needs other than corners, you know. We got another day in this draft, you know, with, I think, what do we got, 5 or 6 picks left? I don't know exactly what the number is. But, you know, there's a lot of guys left on the board that can help us.
Doug, where do you envision Jerrion starting day one?
I see him, you know, he is definitely a position flex guy. I could see him playing inside, you know, day one. He's also a really good special teams player, so he's going to give us value there as well.
Is he a guy you would want to stick to one position to start with, similar to Mason, or would you move him around?
You know, it depends on sometimes the player too. You know, we target a position and we say, hey, let's learn this position. Let's get good at this position. And as they grow and develop, then you can, you know, then you can maybe use him in other spots. And he's, you know, so getting him in here, you know, 2 weeks from now when we have our rookie mini camp, right, in a couple weeks, you know, then we can really start honing in and getting him locked in one position. Plus, again, the special teams factor, right? So we add that to him as well and let him work from there.
He had one of the better combines, I think, for a cornerback. How much does the traits that you saw in that, you know, sort of stand out on tape?
Yeah, I mean, it shows up on film. You know, that's one of the things. He's a good athlete, good mover, physical player too. You know, which you like. You like to see the tackling and getting after guys and as Trent mentioned, he's a high energy guy. You know, just tonight he's emotional and he's high energy and he's excited to get here.
Thank you.